morning, Columbia and Greene County. You're tuned to 90.7 FM, ACRA Catskill, broadcasting live this morning from Hudson. My name is Tyson, and welcome to the House of Zoom. Let's step outside for an hour and wander around. Let's stick our fingers in the dirt, because it ain't frozen yet, and let's enjoy this fine mist. The mist enshrouding Hudson over the river. It's beautiful. Stay tuned. I'm going to keep it fairly mellow today, hopefully. And Zoom works best with headphones and is designed to give you years of trouble-free listening. So stay tuned. Stay with me for an hour, please. Thank you.
Thank you. I say it again, it will take minutes each evening to do that. Number three, if you're going to reach your goals, you've got to start with a solid foundation. And that foundation is honesty and character and integrity and loyalty and trust and love or faith for trust there for some of you. I was in Calgary, Canada once here about, oh, I guess it's 5 or 6 years ago. Had a chance to go up on Calgary Tower to have dinner. When we stepped on the elevator, the little cassette recording came on. The recording said, this tower is 626 feet high. Now, I cannot visualize 626 feet straight up unless I think of 2 football fields and then 26 more feet. Now, I can relate to that. So that was a picture I had of. The recording said this structure weighs 13,000 tons, and 7,000 of those tons are underground. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you've got a foundation like that. You can go
And I climbed into the observation turret and swung our 4-inch telescope round to the west. I could see just enough to tantalize me. Clear and sharp in the field of vision, the mountain peak seemed only half a mile away, but whatever was catching the sunlight was still too small to be resolved. Yet it seemed to have an elusive symmetry, and the summit upon which it rested was curiously flat. I stared for a long time at that glittering enigma, straining my eyes into space until presently a smell of burning from the galley told me that our breakfast sausages had made their quarter million mile journey in vain. All that morning we argued our way across the Mare Crisium while the western mountains reared higher in the sky. Even when we were out prospecting in the spacesuits, the discussion would continue over the radio. It was absolutely certain, my companions argued, that there had never been any form of intelligent life on the moon. The only living things that had ever existed there were a few primitive plants and their slightly less degenerate ancestors. I knew that as well as anyone. But there are times when a scientist must not be afraid to make a fool of himself. "Listen," I said at last, "I'm going up there, if only for my own peace of mind. That mountain's less than 12,000 feet high. That's only 2,000 under Earth gravity, and I can make the trip in 20 hours at the outside. I've always wanted to go up into those hills anyway, and this gives me an excellent excuse." "If you don't break your neck," said Garnet, "you'll be the laughing stock of the expedition when we get back to base. That mountain will probably be called Wilson's Folly from now on." "I won't break my neck," I said firmly. "Who was the first man to climb Pico or Helicon?" "But weren't you rather younger in those days?" asked Louis gently. "That," I said with great dignity, "is as good a reason as any for going." We went to bed early that night after driving the tractor to within half a mile of the promontory. Garnet was coming with me in the morning. He was a good climber and had often been with me on such exploits before. Our driver was only too glad to be left in charge of the machine. At first sight, those cliffs seemed completely unscalable, but to anyone with a good head for heights, climbing is easy on a world where all weights are only a sixth of their normal value. The real danger in lunar mountaineering lies in overconfidence. A 600-foot drop on the moon can kill you just as thoroughly as a 100-foot fall on Earth. We made our first halt on a wide ledge about 4,000 feet above the plain. Climbing had not been very difficult, but my limbs were stiff with the unaccustomed effort, and I was glad of the rest. We could still see the tractor as a tiny metal insect far down at the foot of the cliff, and we reported our progress to the driver before starting on the next ascent. Inside our suits, it was comfortably cool, for the refrigeration units were fighting the fierce sun and carrying away the body heat of our exertions. We seldom spoke to each other, except to pass climbing instructions and to discuss our best plan of ascent. I do not know what Garnet was thinking. Probably that this was the craziest goose chase he had ever embarked upon. I more than half agreed with him, but the joy of climbing, the knowledge that no man had ever gone this way before, and the exhilaration of the steadily widening landscape gave me all the reward I needed. I don't think I was particularly excited when I saw in front of us the wall of rock I had first inspected through the telescope from 30 miles away. It would level off about 50 feet above our heads, and there on the plateau would be the thing that had lured me over these barren wastes. It was, almost certainly, nothing more than a boulder, splintered ages ago by a falling meteor, and with its cleavage plane still fresh and bright in this incorruptible, unchanging silence.
And the It disturbs me that you have stopped taking the Holy Communion. From your panel, it's very, very ordinary. It will date the layer of the third icon. This icon is a work under Jesus Christ. It could not possibly be older than him.
The men in the village knew it. They told me it was made extinct by a blight in 1521 BC, before Christ. The men in the village told me.
Take the bread of the Eucharist, the chalice, and be one with the body of Christ.
Ιρέα, ένα σκάφο έρχεται!
Ένα φυλακία, μην καμέρα καχαρία!
My sins.
Who is that?
Up between God and man.
To the one for the ancient.
Hark, they attacked the girl.
The woman who was missing?
No.
Ο Καρχαρίας εκεί που καθόμαστε έτρωγε την κοπέλα. Είδαμε και με τα μάτια μας και είδαμε την κοπέλα και έτρωγε ο Καρχαρίας την κοπέλα.
Όπου πάντες οι Άγιοι σου αναπαύονται, ανάπαυσον και την ψυχή των δούλου σου. Ότι μόνος υπάρχεις αθάνατος.
I don't know why you ever have to go to a gym.
I don't have to go. You see, there are exactly 128 steps to the underground lab, and I'm down twice a day with ankle jogging about 2 miles, I guess. Sundays and holidays, that makes
sense. Don't tell me. And what you're trying to manage lately.
You made the dishes properly?
Oh, yes.
I didn't ask for those dishes.
I did.
Robert spoke.
What's on the menu for today?
4 subjects. Ross finally made a decision.
Thank you.
twisting rooms and clouds unfold. The great gate through the fell makes darkened shadows over pointed spires. Little children point and sing, little children run and dance. Over there the setting sun, over there the setting sun. There's Lucifer over London. Lucifer over London. And under that the silent stars, under they the weeping sky, under her the laughing world. Balance sits in western parts and piles spare stars in his gabled room. There's Lucifer over London. Lucifer over London, great anarch and monarch of naught, the flight of Lucifer over London. My little grandson, wrinkled sun forehead, all tiny blue pain, the mother blood emerges, then the mother grief and the blue gates of death. Open arm wide, open teeth wide. Lucifer over London. Lucifer over London. All dead like the leaves. All times shiver. All dead calendar. Past blurred sunsets. Cinders flying. In his heart, his heart, his fingers punch holes in the sky. All the little Christs I count. Lucifer over London. Lucifer over London. Christ's I call. Laugh through the green, green fields. Some of these angels have the face of God. Some of them, the face of dogs. Lucifer over London. Lucifer over London. By the tower of Moab, see the sky's green angel form. Lucifer flickers all around me. His hooded eyes alight. Lucifer over London. Lucifer. Look into him just a little longer. See the true face of the moon. So he wheels there the heavens. His eyes as dotted bright lights, lit with dust.
You are tuned to 90.7 WGXC Acra Catskill, broadcasting live from Hudson. Thank you for stepping into my little house of Zoom, my little tar paper and sheet metal shack, saggy roof and dirty carpets and paint splotches on the wall. So come back again next week, won't you? Sugary cereal and soda pop for breakfast. Monday Musical Matinee up next. Stay tuned to your Creative Community Radio. Listener supported. It's your station, folks. I got one more song, and I believe this is the song that splatted the Martians' heads inside the helmets. Let's check it out.
Who made my dreams come true? A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Didn't you know? I remember too, a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember you. I remember to a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. And the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all. Then I will tell them I remember.